In the first reading today, we hear about persecution that arose in the church in Jerusalem. Obviously, Jerusalem being the center of the Jewish religion and where Jesus was crucified, the real nerve center of everything that Jesus did and who he was. And objectively speaking, kind of from trying to judge the situation, that was a bad thing, right? No one wants a persecution in the church. However, if you lived in the villages of the countryside of Judea and Samaria, it was actually a beneficial thing because of the persecution, the apostles were then sent out. The people were expelled from Jerusalem, and then they had to go somewhere. So they preached the gospel to the neighboring villages, even in much-hated Samaria. Now they were able to receive the saving message of the resurrection of Christ. Philip preached in Samaria, healed all sorts of people. What seemed like would be a bad thing was actually made a much better thing because of God's providence. Very often in our lives, we bemoan the bad things that happen to us, complain about things, look at things, oh, I wish this would have been different. Oh, man, this stinks. But if we listen to Jesus' words in the gospel, he seeks not to do his own will, but the will of the one who sent him. That so often we're fixed on our own will of how I would like things to be ordered out, that we can miss all the things that God is actually trying to work through us, even in what seems like adversity. And it is, you know, adverse. The persecution was a bad thing in one respect. However, is it possible that sometimes in our lives, those bad things that we bemoan and wish were different are actually opportunities for God to work deeper graces in our life, to help people we haven't even encountered before? No matter what we do, we always live in this moment. We're always living in now. And God only works in now. He doesn't work in some fantasy that we've projected on, hoping for. He doesn't work in the things that we say, oh, I wish this never would have happened. He works in now. And so we need to embrace the present moment and say, how is God working in my life right now? What is God calling me to do right now? As opposed to complaining about where we are or fantasizing about where we want to be. Today, embrace where God has you right now. Maybe it's not in Jerusalem like you expected. Maybe it's in a village in Samaria in your life. And see, God, what are you calling me to do right now for these people that I'm around? What are you doing for me right now? It isn't what I planned. It isn't exactly what I wanted. But I want at all times not to do my will, but your will.